John, chapter 13. Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that the time had come in which he would leave this world and go to his Father, having loved his own who were in the world, loved them to the very end. And during supper, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he came forth from God, and was going to God, rose up from supper, laid aside his garments, picked up a linen towel, and wrapped it around him. Then he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel with which he was wrapped. So he came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you don't comprehend now, but you will understand later on." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I don't wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, then not only wash my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus replied to him, "He who is washed only needs to wash his feet, but is already completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you." For he knew him who would betray him. Therefore he said, "You are not all clean." So when he had washed their feet, dressed himself, and sat down again, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and master, and you are right to say so, because I am. If I then, the master and the teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash each other's feet. For I have given you an example so that you should also do as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, neither is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. Since you know these things, you will be blessed if you practice them. I don't speak the following about all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but so that the scripture may be fulfilled, he who eats my bread will turn against me. I am telling you right now, before it happens, so that when it takes place, you may believe that I am. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who receives whom I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me." Having said these things, Jesus was troubled in the spirit, and affirmed something which had been revealed to him, saying, "Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at each other, not knowing how to understand what he said. And one of the disciples, for whom Jesus felt God's love strongly, was at the table, leaning on Jesus' chest. Simon Peter, therefore, signaled to him and said, "Ask who it is he's talking about." Then the one who was leaning on Jesus' chest asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus therefore answered, "It is the one to whom I will give the piece of bread after I have dipped it in some oil." So when he had dipped the piece of bread, he took it and gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. And after receiving the dipped bread, then Satan entered into him. Jesus therefore said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the money bag, Jesus had told him to buy some things they needed for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. Then having received the dipped bread, he left immediately, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man will be glorified, and God will be glorified in him. When God is glorified in him, God will in turn glorify him with himself and glorify him quickly. Little children, I am with you only a little while longer. Later you will seek me. But as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I now give you a new commandment, that you love each other. In the same way as I have loved you, you must also love one another. It is by this that everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me right now, but you will follow me afterwards." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can't I follow you right now? I would lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster will not crow until you have denied me three times." This is the end of John chapter 13. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.